Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, we are going to talk about the Jets and Giants and the quarterbacks there, but there's a couple of calls here that I feel like I have to get to regarding this Larry Miller story. So what is the Larry Miller story, if you missed it? A former president of the Portland Trailblazers and the current chairman of the Jordan brand had a secret that he kept for 54 years. What was the secret? That at 16 years old, he killed somebody. And he was in a gang, and he was seeking retaliation after a friend was stabbed and killed in West Philadelphia. So he downed a bottle of wine, grabbed his gun, and went on the hunt for a rival gang member. He says he ended up shooting and killing the first person he saw, an 18-year-old, despite not knowing if the man was even involved in his friend's killing. So he went to jail for 14 years, and then when he got out, he kept it a secret and got all these jobs and business and everything else, which to me is a mind blower. Like, I don't know how you sit there.
Now when you explain the whole thing, that is mind blowing. That is mind blowing. That is frightening, actually.
He ended up being the president of the Trailblazers and everything else. So, like, I thought to myself, like, if you knew somebody for 30-something years and they told you that they just killed somebody in cold blood when they were 16, like, how do you process that? How do you deal with that? If you're... If he was in the Portland Trailblazers Ring of Honor, would you take him out?
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm kidding. I cannot get over the whole situation here. It's a completely crazy deal, as he is now telling everybody about this deal. And I guess, you know, were background checks not as prevalent, or were because it was a juvenile situation, nobody could get the information? Like, how do you get to the president of an organization with a murder on your resume? You probably don't. So nobody, I guess, knew about this.
Yeah, I don't.
Crazy.
I mean, you just hit me with this. So this wasn't on the show sheet or
anything. No, it was not.
Sometimes... I mean, you just totally hit me out of the blue with this.
So?
I mean, I need to read
Did you need to know about it?
Well, I mean, now that you put it in the context of how he killed somebody and why he killed somebody, changes the way that I would think about it. Yes.
But what do you think he killed? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was in self defense. I don't know if it was a car accident. I don't know what he was guilty of. But now that you read me exactly why and how, it's a disturbing story.
Yeah. Mike is in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
Geo, new friends that you've added to your phone, possible murderers. I would say Dan and Carter Reddit's number one.
We joke about that, Eddie especially. But you know, Dan's a guy though that if he were to commit a horrible crime, he would detail it and post it on social media. He would not keep it a secret. Like he'd text me and say, "Listen, I did this for you guys," or something like that. He wouldn't keep it a secret for 50 years, that's for sure. And we love Dan. I don't think he's capable of of murder. Jack's on Long Island. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Well, I just now when I heard the individual, Gio, Boomer, whoever, recount this individual and what he did to be in this group, I kind of like down on it too, but I mean I'm not pot calling the kettle black and all, but there are different circumstances by far as to how someone finds themselves with that kind of memory or that kind of history.
Yeah. So did you have a situation like that when you were younger?
Well, yeah, not like that. There was no gang. There was nothing like that involved. My situation was purchasing some marijuana, which now is legal, would not be illegal, and someone attempted to rob me And one thing led to another. And, you know, a fight broke out. And, you know, I found myself sort of being defending myself and my girlfriend at the time. And that person didn't make it.
Wow. That's a self-defense thing, though.
Right. I was 18 years old, and to be honest, you know, I've relived that so many times I can't even recount the amount. The numbers are far from me, but it's never something that goes away, and I can't say to this very day, and I'm 51, this happened when I was 18, that I would have been able to do it any differently, you know? I try to see how I could be able to do it differently and how that could have went differently that time, but I've never since been able to find somehow, some way in that situation, in the state of mind that develops.
But do most of the people in your life know that you've done this or that you were a part of this?
No. Well, no. You would never know. If I didn't tell you, I mean, I'm a pretty severe person. You know, I'm a carpenter. You know, I look like a certain way, but my personality and where I am, you would never, you know, I mean, I have a few college degrees. You know, I've done a lot in my life also. I mean, I'm not the president of Trailblazers or any team with that.
Did you have to go away to jail or no? Did you go away to jail?
Yes,
or?
I did.
For how long?
And, 12 years.
Wow. So about the same as this
New York guy. State. Yeah. New York State does not have a self-defense law. There's no self-defense.
Now, were you prosecuted as a juvenile?
No. I was 18.
Wow.
I was 18, I didn't get caught immediately. And when they found out who I was and the whole situation and how it developed, their anticipation, the immediate understanding from the end of the authorities was a horrifying one, you know, of your intent and planning and all sorts of, you know, they don't know what really happened.
Well, it wasn't premeditated. They're you know, all no, of that no, kind of stuff. You're saying it was self-defense.
Well, right. I mean, but the way they put it later on was, you know, you put yourself in a situation, you know what I'm saying, that these things are possible, then, you know.
Then you're going to be responsible for something.
Right, but in the commission of committing a crime, I was buying marijuana at the time, so I'm in a situation right there where I am purchasing marijuana, illegal product, stuff like that, and they determine that you're in the commission of committing a crime. Therefore, that's one crime on top of that, and that's how they see it, you know. So, but they did give me the minimum amount.
I was going to say. I mean, 12 years does not sound like
right.
All right, Jack.
That, correct. That right. It was a situation wherein I had nothing, you know, nothing to choose from. You know, it was like, you know, and I believe to this day that was the case. But I did go to prison. I've lived that life. I've lived that hardened that whole degenerative and negatively contributive way of living for so long, you know, and it's something for an individual, and I'll tell you this and be clear, to be able to come out into society after living in those circumstances for an extended period
and have been having a ton of success, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and it's what this guy had, which was shocking to me.
He rose. Jack has it too.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't know the circumstances about that.
But I mean, to rise out of that, to go all the way up to, that's the thing that was fascinating to me, all the way up to president of an NBA team, and then to run one of the most successful apparel brands in the country. Like,
it's amazing.
And to have that secret.
Right. I would just say with him, with Jack, the last guy that called, I mean, it sounds like he's gotten his life back in order.
Sounds like it. And I'm sure that he dealt with, you know, therapy and trying to get through it and talking about it and everything else. Says he thinks about it every single day. Let's go out to Massapequa. Talk to Greg. What's going on, Greg?
Boomerangio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Happy almost Friday, fellas.
First-time
caller. Very long-time listener of the show. Love the show. Boomer, you were part of me and my dad's Sunday ritual every Sunday morning with the NFL on CBS.
Thank you.
So this is actually a question for you, Boomer. I really am a passive NHL fan and a Ranger fan if I had to really pick my one NHL team of choice. But I really want to take a deep dive into becoming a true
deep
NHL
deep dive?
Fan. For lack of a better term.
Go out and buy a Capo Caco or Panarin jersey, and that's your deep dive right there.
Oh, love it.
Or an Adam Fox jersey. There you go. You know, we got great players, good young players. They got to grow, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, because I'm a person, I'm a big Zibanejad, and I love Panarin ever since we brought him in. And really, so I want to learn really the rest of the NHL. So who are the teams that are really hot coming into this year and who's not?
You want, wait a second. You don't want to be a Ranger fan?
No, he's a Ranger.
Yeah,
I think he's just jerking
us around,
actually.
Of the whole league. I mean, I know the Rangers.
Who's hot? The season just started. What
right,
do you mean,
exactly.
Who's hot?
Who's hot? That's
who's
right.
Hot?
I think he's having a little fun at our expense.
Who's hot in the league?
Could I tell you the Capitals are hot?
No, I mean, is he doing the thing that you do with the fraudulent five? This guy, I think.
No, I think he wants to get into hockey, but he wants to follow some winners. So,
man,
like,
a guy. Oh, I. Yeah,
who am
whatever.
I looking at? What,
yeah,
what teams?
Look at the Rangers; they'll be winners. Don't
well,
worry.
What about the Islanders? Look at the Islanders.
Oh yeah, who are they?
Yeah, who are they?
Yeah,
I don't know. They just went to the Eastern Conference Final.
I'm not gonna, I know he's in Massapequa. I'm not going to talk about the Islanders when he's a Ranger fan.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like he's a Ranger fan. He's asking you who's hot so we can jump on a bandwagon. That's what he wanted to do.
Stay with your team, man. That's what I tell you. Stay with your team. No reason to jump ship now after one game.
Well, why don't you hop on the Colorado Avalanche? You're supposed to be good, right?
They're supposed to be great. They're one of the top five teams in the league. Yes,
you
I would
hop
say that.
On them.
How about the Vegas Golden Knights?
You could hop on them as well,
right? I don't know about up north. There's not any really great teams up there.
Maple Leafs,
yeah, but
they never do anything.
They have problems. You know,
right.
They won last night. They beat Montreal last
Who's
night.
Who's hot?
Problems.
Who's hot in the NHL? Who
Florida
is
Panthers?
Hot? All right, Brad's in Hamilton. What's up, Brad? Brad, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Brad,
yes,
go
I'm
ahead.
Here. Hey guys.
What's up, man?
So just to kind of highlight how you might not know who is or isn't a murderer in your life.
Yeah.
Growing up across the street from me, they were like the all-American couple, head of the Little League, hosted the barbecues on the street. One day he winds up killing himself and her. But prior to that, when everything came out, like after the fact, he had killed the first wife and she had met him because she was on the jury or like in the audience and then fell in love with him because he got off on insanity.
Oh my God! This was your neighbor.
They were like the all American couple, two young boys, seemed so normal, and it turns out he had killed a previous wife, got off on insanity.
How long ago was this?
I was in high school, so it was in the '90s in Freehold.
Oh my God, Brad! Yeah, that's a mind blower. So you think that there's someone in your phone who could potentially have killed somebody?
I was just looking through my contacts, and I was kind of trying to...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go through mine, too. I had a lot of fun doing that during a pandemic when we had a Saturday show, and I have so many, like, wacky numbers in my phone from when I was a producer, and then Al and I were comparing our contacts. We were going, who's got the dumber contacts, me or Al? And Al beat me because he's been doing this longer. But I remember do you remember that Saturday show that we did that? We had absolutely nothing to talk about. I mean, it was, and I think we were drinking, too. It was one of those, at least I was. We were doing a Saturday show. Pretty sure you were, too. We were just sipping on a couple things, trying to get through the Saturday show during the pandemic. Like,
right.
Like I'm talking, we're home. It was April of 2020, and we went through our contacts and said, like, what's the worst sports contact you have? And that was a lot of fun. Now I'm going through my contacts to see who could be a murderer. That's great. How far we've come. Let's go to Tony. He's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base on the coverage last night, the Rangers-Capitals game, about how ironic it was having Gretzky and Tocchet on the panel when they were both involved in the gambling ring a couple years back with the New Jersey State Trooper.
Thoughts coming?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not really sure how that whole thing turned out.
I don't know. What was the resolution there?
I don't know what the resolution was.
I mean, neither one of them, like, did time or anything.
This, by the way, was the panel that I wanted to have Sean Avery on.
Yeah.
This is where I wanted Sean Avery. You know, he could have easily been...
He would have been
Charles Barkley
stirring it up.
I think he would have been. I don't know. I think he went and had a tryout, an audition.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out for him for whatever reason. I don't know. But, see, I wanted him on that panel.
Yeah.
Again, while I love, Wayne, he's just... He's a flatliner.
I mean, it looks like someone who didn't know much about hockey decided on that and was like, we got to get...
Of course, you want the
biggest name.
The biggest name, right, exactly.
Because that's what hockey is, the biggest. Who's the biggest name we could get?
But we all know that's not, like, his thing.
No, but he got paid a crap
ton. It's like hiring Joe Montana.
Yeah, Montana doesn't give you anything.
They're not. And, you know, he is, you know, obviously the right guy to talk about Alex Ovechkin and his scoring and all that other stuff. And fine, that's great. But, you know.
It's not entertaining.
They got to get used to each other first and foremost. But and he was a coach, and Tockett's on that panel as well. I don't know.
All right,
I just care about the freaking game anyway.
Just very quickly before the break, Steve in Connecticut. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Boomer, do you got Ray Lewis's number in your phone?
Do you? I do, but he didn't murder anybody. As far as I know.
He was just there when it happened? Is that the only deal?
That's what I was told.
Oh, okay. All right. But you're getting close.
I used to have OJ's number in my phone.
You deleted his number?
That was way back when.
Did you delete it because you were afraid of being associated with him?
It was in a BlackBerry.
It was in a BlackBerry? You didn't transfer it over?
I don't think I transferred. You know how you transfer? Some things transfer, other things don't. It's crazy.
He probably has he went to jail for a long time there for that other thing. So I wonder if he probably changed his number. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't have that one. I don't think I have that one.
OJ?
No. No, I don't have it.
That would have been incredible. Just call him up.
No. No.
Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. I'm just saying. Fantasy football is a crazy game. All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Hockey season underway. Basketball season next week. Kyrie Irving every day. That's what's going on in sports. No Jets, and we got some Giants, and Jerry Recco's going, I knew it. I can always feel when he's going to hit me when he comes around the corner. For whatever reason, I now have a sixth sense.
It's wasn't hitting you.
Well, you were pushing me, doing something, some sort of physical contact. But we've got Jerry Recco here now, and he's got the update. What's happening, Jerry?
Oh, hello. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Yeah, Kyrie Irving, every hour, all the time. Here he was on his Instagram post yesterday. I guess you would say trying to clear the air. We know he's not vaccinated and cannot play, and the Nets told him he won't play because he's not going to take a part-time player, but he does want to be out there.
That's a dream come true. I've been working on that since I was in fourth grade. You think I want to give up my livelihood because of a mandate, because I don't have accommodations, because I'm unvaccinated? Come on.
Come on, that's right. He says he is speaking his mind. We're not talking to ants or anybody like that.
You know, nobody's going to hijack my voice. Nobody's going to take the power away from me that I have for speaking on these things.
He says, and this was interesting, this nice blanket statement, says, you don't know me, yet you speak like you know me.
All these people saying all these things about what's going on with me, and it's just not true. Pay attention to what's going on out in the real world. You know, people are losing their jobs to these mandates. People are having to make choices with their own lives, which I respect.
He said in terms of what happened, I guess either with the city or the league or the Nets, whatever, he's been blindsided by that.
This wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming, where I prepared for it. And, you know, I had a chance to strategize on what was going to be best for me and my family. I came into the season thinking that I was just going to be able to play ball.
And that is not the case because of the mandate, like here and in San Francisco. Where else? L.A.
L.A.,
do it now.
Yep.
Here he was. He kind of seems uncomfortable having this on his shoulders.
Putting this on me is just like, why are you putting it on me? You know, like this is not part of, you know, what's going on in conversations with scientists, physicians, and doctors. I'm just a hooper, right?
He says people should do what works in their lives.
Now isn't time to be demonizing everybody from making a choice what's best for their lives. And I'm going to repeat that. Do what's best for you.
Yep. And he says, no opinion either way.
I am not an advocate for either side. I am doing what's best for me. I know the consequences here, you know, and if it means that I'm judged and demonized for that, that's just what it is. That's the role I play.
Wait, he's not an advocate for either side.
Right. He says if you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. You want to, go for it.
But then he's also talking about how the people losing their jobs because of the mandate.
I told you I was very confused watching this. A lot of mixed messages.
Yeah. He's coming from all angles. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth here.
I like
the fact that he said, I want, you know, no one's going to hijack my voice, so I'm going to come out here and talk about it. But I forget who it was. There was an NBA insider who said that Kyrie Irving is a contrarian without a cause. And that made sense to me. Whereas it's almost like no matter what the issue is that's coming along, he's going to be fighting against it, but he doesn't really know why he's fighting against it. And this 20 minutes of Instagram Live sort of supports that point.
Yeah, it does. And it also goes against what happened when the NBA went into a bubble. Because they went into a bubble, there were no vaccinations, and they could play ball, and he still backed out.
Yeah. True.
You know, so compare that decision to this decision. I mean, and you know, Kyrie, look, you're famous. You're a hooper, as you'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
You make millions of dollars off of shoes that people buy because they love the way that you play basketball. That's why we all talk about you. This is why sports talk radio is so popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
So get over it. That's just the way it is. And there are going to be people that look at you and think that you're nuts.
I saw someone post, and to me it was fascinating, because I never thought of it. Maybe you guys mentioned it already. You've got all the testing. You got a bunch of vaccinated players in the NBA. And I know
about
it's
95%
of the right. It's a high percentage.
Yeah.
And I know this is not a league rule. I get the fact that it's New York City. I understand. But they put it out. Just think about how afraid everybody was of AIDS when Magic Johnson was HIV positive, and yet they found a way to let him play. And now we've got so much, we're so further along scientifically and medically, and I know it's the state, but this guy can't play because of COVID. It's just bizarre.
But just think about it. If he played for the Philadelphia 76ers,
and
the Sixers came to Barclays Center and he was unvaccinated, he would be allowed to play.
I said I understand it's the state. I get it. That's the whole
so
bizarre
random
nature
and so
to the story.
It's bizarre. It's all over the place.
Jerry, I mean, are you practicing whataboutism? Is that what's going on right here?
No, not at all.
What about AIDS? No. Is that what you just did with us here?
No, I just, when I read it, I was, it was still a time where we were really panicked over HIV and
I
AIDS.
I understand
and
the
he
point.
He was out there playing basketball.
I know. I'm joking around because of yesterday's.
That is not what is.
Whataboutism?
Whataboutism.
No, yeah, that's right.
It was not.
It's
that.
Just whataboutism.
Nets T-Wolves tonight in preseason action while the Knicks beat the Pistons last night 108-100. Is this the clip I think you wanted of Zach Wilson? I'm pretty sure. I went back and listened to his Tuesday media session where he says he's got to let it go and not right.
For the most part, it's the mindset of me just being able to throw the ball and you know, not aiming where I'm throwing that ball and just playing confidently and just being able to rip it and understand that it's there just like we have been.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So basically he was probably asked the question as to why he's missing short and intermediate passes when guys are wide open. And this is what Rob Saleh was talking about the other day. He was trying to aim it and things of that nature, and he's overthinking things. So he was responding, I'm sure, to a question that came from that initial press conference with his head coach. So he's right. Got to just grip it and rip it and just throw it like you normally do and not hold back. But then again, this is why I said earlier in the week, after watching him now against Atlanta, it's disturbing that this is now happening to him. But again, if they would have had an older quarterback or something, maybe that would help on the sideline during a game. Maybe they put the older quarterback in for a couple of series, give him a breather. You know, you don't realize the amount of anxiety that builds up in these guys during the year, and it isn't, and it's impactful.
And clearly, this is a mental thing, missing those throws.
100% it is. Not a physical thing, it's more of a mental thing. It's, we talked about Chuck Knoblauch and Steve Sachs and everybody else. He's locked up right now.
Oh, man. Imagine if he had the yips.
No. I mean, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like a putter, but you can get out of it.
I've had the
yips. You know what he's got to have? He's got to have a game somewhere along the line here where it all clicks for him. Like my first year, I was just like this.
I couldn't throw the ball back to you.
From the catcher's
position. Yeah, I had the yips.
Yeah, from the catcher's
position. He was screaming at me.
Remember that? We played the Hebrew home, and he threw the ball far and wide of you, and you just looked at him and said, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, that was the thing.
I mean, after the 10th one.
That wasn't 10. It was more like
10, but it was 3 or 4.
Yeah.
It was.
I had the yips that day because you were yelling at me. I had the
no,
yips.
I was yelling at you because after about the 8th time you threw it over my head, I'm like, what? What the F are you doing? I understood when Al was pitching and he hit the Wounded Warrior.
Yeah.
I remember that. And then Al just completely went into a mental funk.
He melted down, yes.
Yeah.
And we could never put him on the mound again.
That's true.
That's why true. I had to take over.
That's why third base is so good for him. No thinking, just react.
Yeah.
Like what Pierre Rochella said the other day.
It's true, though.
Just stand there, wait for the ball.
Yeah.
And that's why I love ping pong, because you're never thinking about anything. You just got to hit the ball.
Love ping pong's ping pong. Good. You know, I cannot beat my 11-year-old at that anymore.
I love ping pong.
I didn't know you loved ping pong.
Oh, yeah, I love
That's
ping
actually
pong.
A sport.
I love
That's
it.
Good.
It's good. I got to get another table. I hadn't played in a long time.
You got to get yourself a Stiga.
A Stiga?
Stiga table.
They're the best tables?
Oh, best tables.
Yeah, I hadn't played in a very long time. I used to love playing when I was younger, and then I went to a house party. It was one of the
Stiga or Stiga? I don't know what it is.
But the Jack Cohn party that Eddie was trying to ruin for me.
Okay.
They had a ping pong table. I said, oh, ping pong. I was playing. 2 hours later, I was playing everybody.
We played every night during the pandemic.
Oh, it's awesome.
When we were home.
So much fun.
Yeah, it is. A couple quickies from Joe Judge. So what is the status of Daniel Jones?
So I'd say he's kind of on track with everything right now. He's with the trainers. He can't walk through or practice or anything with us. He's in the meetings. He's participating in that part right there. We'll go through the rest of the week and kind of see where that all leads.
They play the Rams, and then the follow-up was, so is it actually possible he gets on the field this weekend?
I would say from all the information we have, yes. If he's cleared medically, it would be an option.
And so we will see going forward as the week goes through. More reaction from the John Gruden resignation. We heard from quarterback Derek Carr yesterday.
You hate the sin, you know, like for me. You hate for anybody. No one's perfect, you know. If we just started opening up everybody's private emails and texts, you know, people would start sweating a little bit.
And he says perhaps that's the solution to all this stuff.
Maybe that's what they should do for all coaches and GMs and owners from now on, is open up. You got to open up everything, you know, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Here was Rich Bisaccia, who takes over as head coach. He says Gruden made his own bed.
No one person is bigger than the Raider shield.
And then they were talking about
oh boy.
All the things. Yes, I know. He kind of sounds like Dan Campbell.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, special teams coach and everything.
Right. And lastly, the Capitals beat the Rangers 5-1 in their season opener. You've got the home opener tonight against the Stars, while the Islanders will be in Carolina as they open the year on the road as the arena gets completed and ready to go. Rich Ryan Pulock with an 8-year extension. And Ray Fossey passed away. He was 74 years old.
I just love it. This Rich Bisacci's got to go out there and read a prepared statement after all this. You know, this guy's a special teams coach, football meathead his whole life, you know? Yeah. He's out there. He's like, I love gay people. The Raiders love everybody. We all love any minority group we love. And if you attack them, then we hate you. I'm Rich Bisaccia, the new head coach of the Raiders, the most progressive team in the NFL.
I would say they are the most progressive team.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
I think the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, he's from Yonkers.
Yes, he's the Yonkers guy. Yeah.
Rich Bisaccia. Let's go, Rich.
Perfect.
Good for you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I've got a theory. So this Brandon Staley of the Chargers, he's got a team that everybody likes and they're doing really well. And he's a young head coach and everybody's all over him and he's in a big market and everything else. And he, remember we played you that whole thing about running the football? And it was like, you know, we like to establish, we like to be physical.
We've got to be physical.
We've got to be physical and a physical element of the game to help the quarterback. And everybody's like, oh, God, put it into my veins. Please inject it. And it was like millions and millions of views on that. Now, he had another one yesterday where he said all good things.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't disagree with a thing that he said.
Okay.
But basically he's talking about, like, you know, if you talk to people, you find out we've got more in common than we don't. And these emails, people shouldn't feel that way. You know, and I'm about bringing people together. And I'm like, okay, that's good. But it's got 3 million views. And everybody's quote tweeting it like, this is worth your time. You know, and this stupid stuff like, you know, with a finger emoji down. If there's one thing you listen to today, this should be the thing.
This is a must listen.
This is a must listen right here. And I'm like, so I listened to it. I will listen. And I'm like, okay, good. But with the way people reacted to it with 3 million views, I thought this was the I Have a Dream speech. I thought this was Make Your Bed by General McCraven.
Admiral McCraven.
Admiral McCraven.
Yes.
I mean, so, like... Why?
Boy, well, because it's in conjunction with what happened with John Gruden.
But here's what let me tell you something.
Okay.
If the Chargers were 1-4,
nobody would care.
Nobody would care.
They're 4-1, they're winning, they got a great quarterback, their defense stinks, and he happens to say some very smart things, and it's in the midst of him winning and doing well.
If this were Rob Saleh who said this, I don't think anybody would care, because he'd be like, it's a Jets head coach, they're 1-4, nobody cares. That's what I think would happen. It would just go. If he said the same exact thing as Brandon Staley said, which was good stuff, people would ignore it.
I bet you that Rob Saleh has said
he
something along
these
lines.
He probably said the same exact thing at his press conference.
Haven't seen it.
It's just because they're 4-1 and they're the hot thing in the NFL right now.
You like that make your bed thing, right?
I do. I have that book right next to my bed.
Yeah. Make your bed.
You got to make it every day.
You know, he did a video message at the Michael Murphy fundraiser that
I had. He's great. He's an awesome, awesome dude.
I mean, so he had, it was a message on a video. You know how you have to be like one of the great speakers of all time? Like, you know how you know you are? Is it was a video message to a bunch of people at an event where alcohol was served. And when he was talking on that video, everybody was locked in like this. Like, he wasn't there in person. It was a video. And they were locked in because he's so compelling when he talks.
Yes.
It's incredible. One of the great speakers of our generation. Oh, let's go down to St. Pete and talk to Liz. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I've been watching y'all since I got sent home on March 13th, 2020. So watch you guys every morning. And I've been watching you, and I just wanted to let you know, I think your keto plan is working because you are looking great.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
Somebody's
that was very,
hot,
very
hot,
nice.
Hot for a Gio.
Yeah.
So, Liz, why did you get sent home?
You, Boomer. Well, Boomer, and I need to ask you, how did you get your name?
I used to kick a lot before I was born in my mother's tummy. My father didn't want me to go through with Norman as my real name, which it is, through the early part of my life. He said, we're going to call him Boomer. By the way, why did you get sent home?
For COVID.
Oh, COVID. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been working from home for almost, 20 months now from my living room. And I'm like, well, I need something in the background. And I came upon y'all and... So you're part of my morning every morning.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
I've learned so much about sports from y'all, but this is what I also learned. Y'all don't talk enough about the Rays.
Well, we don't like them up here. You know that.
Well, you guys don't have enough fans to talk about it.
Well, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pitiful, but they're a scrappy team. Okay, the Bucks are good now, so we have to give them that.
And the Lightning. We don't like the Lightning.
Yeah, we don't like the Lightning.
We do not like them.
I accept that, and I totally respect it. But
anyway, well, you know, we have talked about a lot about Tom Brady over the last year and a half.
Yeah, we give you that, Liz, for sure. Well, thank you, Liz. That was very nice of you. I really do appreciate the compliment.
You're looking really great. I do. I want to. That's why I called. You're looking good. I think you're doing, keto?
I am doing keto, yes. And it's not something... Yeah, and I appreciate it, Liz. And something, if you've been watching the show with me, you'll see. I'm a yo-yo. I go big, I go small.
Yeah, but once you took that mullet off now, all of a sudden.
It was time to clean it up.
Yeah, you're cleaned
up. It was time to clean it up. It was time to lose some weight.
And that has helped, I think.
And then both times where Gina was pregnant, I got pregnant myself. That's what happened.
Right.
Is with the Sabrina, I got very large when Gina was pregnant. And then with Summer, I got very large as Gina was pregnant.
But that's a thing.
It is a thing, yeah. I mean, because the pregnant woman is eating in any way that she wants, and as she should, whatever you want.
Subliminally, you're doing the same
and
thing.
And I'm just like, that's right, let's go.
So get a pizza, man.
Just packed it on it on. So we'll see. I'm only 2.5 weeks in here, and I'm going to continue and see how far we go. And nothing with me is sustainable. I can never achieve a balance, so I'll get skinny, and then I'll get fat again, and the tradition will continue. And I'm at least at peace with the fact that that's how my life is going to go. Because I just don't have that type of balance and or restraint when it comes to eating and drinking. I am either all in or all out.
I will just say this, that at the moment, things can change. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you, Boomer. That means a lot to me.
When Baccio returns, we'll be on the other side.
Right. No, he could come back any day. I may give up on this any day. I'll just be like, that's the end of it. Sorry. Going to pork up for Thanksgiving.
Got your Scuttlebutt shirt on, I see.
I do. It's a great shirt. Love this shirt.
It's one I get shirt for you, yeah.
Got a lot of compliments on this shirt, actually. A couple texts today. People like the
get
golf
your
shirt.
Microphone out of the way because people on TV can't see it. Well, then, I had Scuttlebutt put, up on the left hand.
Yeah, this is weird because I can't move
it. Well, just move the microphone itself.
Yeah, there you go. And then
see?
I see here.
Yeah, it says Scuttlebutt right there. Scuttlebutt. You are the king of Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, hashtag Scuttlebutt. On the shirt. See, then when I move my microphone, this is what happens. It never goes back to the same thing.
Why don't you tighten it?
Like, I do, but I'm not strong enough.
You want me to do it for you?
I got it.
It's like when you ask me to open up bottles and jars for you.
No. Wait a second. Boat party. Al opened up the jar for you. There was a Casamigos mason jar you couldn't open, and Al opened it. So I don't want to hear that anymore. You are no longer the jar opener on the staff.
The issue with that was...
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get him involved in doing something.
No excuses.
No,
excuses.
You couldn't do it. You go, it's actually part of the highlight video. Now, Al takes the first crack,
I wanted Al to feel good about himself. This is what you do.
I had good technique. It was, I did it with finesse.
That's what it was. You were too much brute strength.
You feathered it open somehow.
Sure did.
Jason's down in New Jersey. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good.
So I was calling and hoping to maybe you guys can help us out. Any of these poor Xfinity customers that the only way we can watch our Knicks and Rangers is through Fubo or DirecTV. And unfortunately, I'm locked in a contract, but no one seems to be talking about it as far as, you know, what's going on with MSG and Xfinity in terms of Knicks games. This is the first season I'm finally, like, the Knicks look good for the first time in 25 years, and sure enough, we're locked out, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, these things, I feel like they always resolve themselves eventually, don't they? I mean, it's like a big deal, and there's leverage, and the sports season starts, and everybody complains, and they call up, and then eventually they come to a deal.
Gio, but the only thing is, it's just the start of the season. Of course,
oh no, I know.
Literally, no baseball for the New York fan. There's almost no football for the New York fan, and we got finally the Knicks that are decent this year, and just locked out from the start of the season.
I know it sucks, man. I know, and it's all greed, and it's all stupidity, and it's all stuff that you don't want to hear.
Fighting with billionaires.
Exactly. And it's horrendous. And I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not dealing with that right now, and I know a lot of people are. Bless you. My goodness, what the hell happened over there?
I don't know.
Multiple sneezes in a row. I always feel like this stuff gets talked about a ton and everybody freaks out, and then all of a sudden, what was the longest one?
If I had Xfinity and I was not able to get MSG, I'd be pissed off.
You'd find a way though. Don't you?
I'd hack a Fire Stick.
Hack a Fire Stick. That's all you gotta do. Who cares? I'll give you the code. Watch a YouTube on it. Hack a Fire Stick. That's all you gotta do. I've been telling you for years.
There are streaming services that have MSG Network, so you can just hop on one of those.
Just do that, will you? It's just so simple.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the issue is between the two, but obviously we know it comes down to money.
Well, yeah, of course. And of course it does. So, you know.
There's got to be other ways to be able to view the games, you know, either through the MSG app or something like that, I would imagine.
You watch them. Don't you watch them?
And am I also wondering, if you had ESPN Plus, I think you could watch it on ESPN Plus if you're out of market.
If it's an ESPN game or a TBS game, then I don't think it's the same thing, right? It's a different company.
You know what? I'm all locked and loaded, so I just...
You don't care. You don't care about the little guy who can't watch the Rangers.
I do care. But right. I don't want to get myself knee-deep into something that I don't know what the actual argument is over.
Hmm. I know. I understand. And I feel for those who can't watch it. But you can be able to stream it. You could figure out a way to stream
right.
it.
Right. Hey, Dan and Carteret, have you ever murdered anybody?
No, certainly not.
We didn't think so, but some people think that maybe you might have.
Yeah, that Eddie thinks I like cut the heads off cats. Tom Izzo thinks I killed birds. You know, but
you
never
did kill that bird. Didn't you kill that bird?
No, I healed that bird and set it free to the wild. I nurtured it and got it, you know, put it in a shoebox.
Okay, all right. I apologize, guys.
Dan. So, Dan, anybody that has the wrong impression of you, I apologize for that.
Thank you, Boomer. I appreciate it. I know you got my back, even though you won't have lunch with me.
Yeah, I'm not going to have lunch with you, but I got your back. All right, so what do you want to know?
Okay. So I got a very important Rangers question to ask you.
Yes.
Are you going to buy a new Rangers jersey with the Mr. Rangers patch, or are you going to use your Boomer juice and the Rangers are going to hook you up, unlike the Bengals didn't hook you up originally with the official Burrow jersey?
Good question.
Right, it's a very good question. Roger Bear's jersey will hang in this studio for as long as I'm a part of this studio. So I am reminded constantly of Mr. Ranger and what he meant to me in my life. So the patch, while I love the patch, I think it's great that they're wearing it. I have my own right here.
Beautiful.
How's that?
That sounds great.
Good.
Boomer and Gio on the
fan. Just go out and win tonight.
Just win, baby, as they say.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.